From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It appears that even in Southern California, the fitness craze has its limits. The city of Santa Monica is considering a crackdown on yoga teachers and fitness coaches who are taking up a lot of space in the city's famous oceanfront park. NPR's Kirk Sigler takes us there.
If you haven't been to Palisades Park in Santa Monica, chances are you've still seen its swaying palm trees and sweeping ocean vistas in movies and commercials.
Woo!
Running up the wooden stairs that plunge to the beach is the workout to do in this city, where it seems like you have to be fit to fit in. In fact, most mornings, this park is more outdoor gym than park.
As fast as you can to the mat, please make sure your feet are forward. Please be aware of other people as fast as you can go. Nice, well done.
Running clubs, weight training, kickboxing. This park is dominated by professional fitness trainers like Angela Parker coaching clients.
We are going to do 20 circles in one direction, 20 circles in the other. You will wake up tomorrow and have an ass you can bounce a quarter off of. Are you ready?
Parker, who owns Body Inspired Group Fitness here in town, says her clients don't want to be inside a gym. And who can blame them?
People flock here from all over the world and from all over this country because of the weather. And part of that is because people want to be outdoors. We want to live a green lifestyle, and that involves not using machines. It involves being outside.
But the problem is some trainers bring machines and, frankly, all sorts of gear to parks like this.
Massage tables, weight equipment, even spinning bikes we've seen in the park.
Karen Ginsberg is Director of Community and Cultural Services for the City of Santa Monica. She wonders why trainers can't just take advantage of the huge beaches nearby.
Santa Monica State Beach is probably one of the widest beaches on the California coast. It has plenty of space for group activities.
Ginsberg is writing a slate of new regulations that could include levying higher fees on trainers or a flat 15% tax on private fitness companies that operate in public spaces. The Santa Monica City Council may even consider banning classes altogether from Palisades Park. That would suit residents like Marek Probosz just fine, who was out on a recent afternoon kicking a soccer ball with his son.
It belongs to us. It belongs to the public. It doesn't belong to corporation or organization which thinks, oh, that's great. The city made it for us. We can sell it and use it as a property.
Probosz says residents who come to enjoy this narrow strip of green above the ocean are being crowded out by trainers and boot camps.
I take a deep breath and relax. All right, great job. You guys have a great day. I'll see you on Wednesday.
But in the end, this is Santa Monica, the city's own motto translated from Latin, fortunate people in a fortunate land. Fitness and living a healthy lifestyle is considered a community good here.
I'm over 30, and I feel like I'm like 17, 18. I have energy all day long.
Lindsay Stair lives near Palisades Park and drags herself out of bed before work most mornings to make a 6:30 class.
Helps me at work all day. People tell me that I have like an energy, and it all comes from coming to this boot camp and being around these really cool people, and just changed my life for sure.
Stair says it's also changed the parks themselves, which she says used to be unsafe. The fitness classes and all the joggers now outnumber the homeless, another thing Santa Monica is well known for. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.